This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Rescuers raced to find survivors even as the waters receded in Germany, Belgium, and in the Netherlands Saturday after some of the worst flooding in more than 50 years. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barrett.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Centre, which is coordinating the rescue efforts. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Gunmen abducted at least 60 people in northwestern Nigeria after riding motorbikes into five villages and firing sporadically into the air, a police official and several residents said Saturday. The latest kidnapping took place in Zamfara State overnight, according to regional police spokesman Mohammed Shehu. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom, mainly in northwestern areas where thinly stretched security forces often fail to stop the abductions. Iran's deputy foreign minister said Saturday that the nuclear deal negotiations in Vienna must await Iran's new administration of President-elect Ibrahim Raisi to begin. Abbas Araghchi said, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." A diplomatic source had said on Wednesday that Iran is not prepared to resume negotiations on coming back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until Raisi's administration has begun. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Afghan politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. UN estimates 270,000 Afghans have been displaced inside the country since January, bringing the number of people forced from their homes to more than 3.5 million. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress, with time running out before the foreign troops' full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. More than 100,000 people marched across France Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places such as restaurants and cinemas. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
Demonstrators say Macron's sweeping measures, announced this week to fight a surge in COVID infections, infringe on their freedom of choice. Macron's announcement had already prompted demonstrations earlier this week in Paris, where police had fired tear gas to disperse some protesters. Earlier on Saturday, the Office of Prime Minister Jean Castex said France would reinforce restrictions on unvaccinated travelers from a series of countries to fight the surge of COVID infections. The average number of new infections in France has rebounded to reach nearly 11,000 per day.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. Schockfest Titan took home the top Palme d'Or prize at Cannes on Saturday, revealed early at the closing ceremony in an embarrassing slip-up by jury president Spike Lee. French director Julia Ducournau is only the second woman to scoop the directing prize. Lee, the first black man to lead the jury, read out the winner at the very start of the prize ceremony rather than introducing the first award of the night for best actor.
I messed up. Simple as that, and I was very specific to speak to the people of Titan and tell them that I apologize. They said, forget about it, Spike. So that means a lot to me.
American Caleb Landry-Jones won the Best Actor Award. Little-known Norwegian actress Renate Reinsva won Best Actress for her role in Worst Person in the World. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.